All About Access.
Yes.
You guys do a lot of things. I'm on your website right now, allaboutaccess.com, and I see the locations, and you do it for multi-states, and I scroll over to services. My goodness, it's more than just the stair lift or the grab bars. And even each one of these things, accessible bathrooms, there's baths and showers, ADA toilets, grab bars. I go to elevators. You got traditional hoistway elevators. You've got luxury. You've got elevator gal. You got mobility. You really do everything.
Yeah. We span a large, you know, area of things in the accessibility industry.
Geographically and within the home.
Oh, yeah, geographically as well. We pretty much cover the whole Midwest.
And who are people that traditionally call you? Is it folks that are a little elderly or that they have a disability or they are planning for their parents' house that they want to change on over?
Yeah, so I think, you know, and this is part of the problem, is people have accidents or something happens to them medically and then all of a sudden they need accessibility in their home, and that's when we get the phone call. So the whole purpose that we're on WGN is to kind of educate people about accessibility and that these things could be coming, or when you purchase a home with a staircase when you're 30 years old and you plan to stay there until, you know, the rest of your life, you know, you don't foresee some of the obstacles that could be in your way when you're aging or if something happens to you. My sister broke her ankle, couldn't get up to her second story walk up. You know, you just don't foresee those things happening when you move into, a new home when you're young. So part of the reason we're here is to kind of give more information about the things that are available, because there's so many different types of things out there, accessibility-wise, construction-wise, solutions that are out there. And then also, you know, to get people ahead of it. If you're aging and you're in a home and you don't want to leave and there's a staircase there, you know, maybe have us come out and give you some information. If you're going that direction, you know, or, you know, we have a program going right now. It's the free fall home assessment. So it's a good way for us to come out, kind of explain to you what we think you might need. And then in that assessment, we would provide installation of 3 grab bars, okay?
As part of the visit.
Yep, yeah. So it's $299. You get 3 grab bars. You get a free home, or you get a home assessment from an educated accessibility specialist from Access Elevator, Inc. And then we also have a program that we work with that we can submit photos and videos of your home to them, and an occupational therapist reviews it and gives us a rundown of what they think, you know, you might need in the home, whether it's lighting, because when you get older, you know, you might need brighter lights so that you could see that there's a bottom stair there. So you don't
never thought of that.
I know there's so many tiny details that you don't think about. You know, you're going down the stairs and it's dim in that hallway, you might miss the last step and now you've fallen, and guess what? We got to put a stair lift in.
Yes.
Because you just had hip surgery and you've been in rehab for 6 months or whatever it is.
It's amazing the things that you have that I never knew either existed or would have never thought of on my own. So I just want to make sure I get this right. For $299, you're coming out to the house, you're getting 3 grab bars installed, or just the bars themselves?
Grab bars installed.
Okay.
Yep, we install them to make sure that they're secure.
That's what I was just going to say.
So we're going to send a technician to do that. So the home we're not going to install them on site, but, you know, we will get a technician to come out after we determine the placement of the grab bars with you
and
during
the
home assessment.
And you're going to take pictures and videos and send it to a third party, people that know the ins and outs and the little things that people need as they have faced that disability or that aging situation.
Yeah. And then we can formulate a plan, whether it's a long-term plan or, you know, some type of financial plan. Like, we can do these things now. These are immediate things that you absolutely need. And then in the future, maybe you should think about this bathroom modification. You know, we can help you figure out what you need, what you don't need, and formulate a plan.
I think that a lot of people may resist calling because it's not something everyone loves to face. Mm-hmm. I talk about this with our friend Dave Schluter a lot for estate planning. No one wants to do it because you don't want to think about the time when you're dead. I think with accessibility, sometimes people don't want to think about the time that they may not be able to get up the stairs. They don't want to think about what could happen. But think about it ahead of time, because you can kind of formulate a plan.
Well, the thing is, you don't want to be in a situation where you have an accident and now you are in the hospital, you've gone to rehab. You don't want to put yourself in a situation where you absolutely have to get the equipment. You have to buy this equipment right now. You know, you want to prevent the fall. You want to prevent the accident. You know, sometimes people break their hip and they never come home from the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can kind of have some foresight and have a plan in place, you might prevent yourself from, you know, some catastrophic accident in your home, in the bathroom, on the stairs, wherever.
Having said that, if that does happen to you and you are in a position where you've got to do something quickly, can access help people out in those situations?
Absolutely,
too?
100%, yes.
Yeah, I don't want to fear people away or try and scare them, but if it does happen, you guys are going to be there for them.
Yeah, so, and we have this grab bar special, this grab bar promotion, so that it's the $299 with the home assessment and the occupational therapist assessment and all of that stuff. But also, we do free home assessments. So if you don't want the grab bars, that's fine. We will come out and do an assessment for you. At no cost, you know, we will come out.
One quick question on the 773 before we break for news. They want to know, do you work with landlords? I'm a caregiver and the lady needs holding bars in the bathroom.
Yeah, of course. We definitely work with landlords. They would just have to give approval. And most times if the landlord, have the landlord meet us on site and we can explain to them what needs to be done. Or if it's a more complicated project, get them the drawings ahead of time so that we can all make the decision together.
I love that. AllAboutAccess.com, 630-616-6. 6249. We're not done yet. We'll pick things up with Access and your phone calls too. 312-981-7200. John for David on Home Sweet Home Chicago. News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.
Now, here's John Hanson and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
At 511 on WGN. Hello, hello, everyone. And we'll take you till 6 o'clock, but right now we want to get you on the phone lines. 312-981-7200. The Mega Pros photo, text, and phone line open. And we're chatting with, as you heard, the guests, and we're going to talk about a little bit more with our friends at Access, Amy Ferrarell. A question from Jessica. Jessica, you're on WGN. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
What do you have for Amy?
I was just kind of wondering what type of services or suggestions they'd make for a parent with dementia or Alzheimer's so they can kind of hit the house as long as possible.
I imagine you get a lot of calls like this.
Yeah. So it's a very common thing that we deal with. So first of all, the equipment that we install, so if you need accessibility equipment, is very simple and easy to use. So it doesn't take like a long, drawn-out thought process to use a stair lift or a vertical platform lift, which are some of the pieces of equipment that we install the most for home accessibility.
So most people with dementia or Alzheimer's are still able to function and use the equipment that you're putting in.
Because it's so straightforward.
Okay.
And then the other thing maybe to consider when you have somebody with dementia in your home is some type of a smart home system with door sensors, things like that, so that if you're not there with them and they're having this issue, you may get a notification on your phone that somebody's accessed the back door, opened the back door, or opened the bathroom door, or the basement door. So just kind of basic fail-safe so that you're aware of what this person's doing if you're not there. But most people, most people that have dementia need some level of caregiving in their home. So like I said, we install equipment that's very straightforward and easy to use. And then, of course, things like grab bars, maybe doorway widenings for wheelchairs, things like that can help assist the person. But the most important thing is having us come out, do a home assessment, see what the needs are, see where the problem areas are, and then we can formulate a plan from there based on their needs.
Jessica, does that make sense? Were there any other specific things you were wondering about?
That makes sense, especially like there's a spouse that's currently with them, but also just thinking about with the safety, like with the sensors and stuff you were saying, I wouldn't know where to start with looking into that, I guess.
Yeah, so neither would I.
Yeah, we can help you with that. And even just something to research, you know, like Alexa smart home systems. You know, these are things that you can purchase on your own, and they have door monitors and things like that that you can install on your own. You don't necessarily need us, and it sounds like maybe that might be something that you could look into and have done pretty quickly if this is a problem. You know, and even if you do have a caregiver there, it would be nice to know if at night, you know, this person gets up and is trying to leave the home, you get a notification on your phone or a ding, something that wakes you up and alerts you to this. So I would suggest definitely looking into that first and foremost.
Where can they buy those?
Amazon. Yeah.
In most places, yeah.
Smart home systems, and they're typically really easy to install. But we can help you with that. You know, if you need help, you know, we can look into it and help you.
Well, you've seen a lot, right? And I think mm-hmm. you're a business that specializes in this stuff, and you've already made me think of about 15 things that I wouldn't have thought of that could go in a home that could help. And even if I could go on Amazon and do it, I don't know which doors I'm going to do it on, what theirs, and then also what's next, right? Mm-hmm. Because with dementia, Alzheimer's, or some other disabilities, unfortunately, it's not a road to recovery. It's a road to, you know, figuring out how this is going to go in the next couple of years. Yeah. And you can look beyond the here and now to the 1 to 3 to 5 years out, right?
Yeah. Usually the goal is to see how long we can keep them in their home and safe in their home. Because for people with dementia, being in a familiar space is really kind of very important for them in order to feel comfortable. So when you remove them from the home because they've declined in a severe way, it becomes confusing. It could be difficult for them.
Right.
So we want to keep them there.
As much as we can.
Yeah.
Jessica, thanks for the phone call.
Thanks. I guess I just was going to wonder how far out from Chicago you guys go.
Great question.
So we service all of Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin. I go into Iowa, Minnesota. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, we can definitely get to you pretty quickly.
Boy, anywhere with a tank of gas or two, you could service.
Yeah, we even have an office in Southern Illinois now. So
where are you at, Jessica?
About 100 miles west of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're there. No problem.
Jessica, you're one of the closer customers. You're fine. She's going to drive to Minnesota if she needs to. Now she only has to go 100 miles? That's an easy one. Thanks for calling, Jessica. You want the number and the website is allaboutaccess.com. Jessica, do you have the number? Do you want to write this down? I can say it a couple times.
I can write this down.
Great. Yeah, get out a piece of paper and a pen. Amy, it's a 630-616-6249, right, Amy?
Yeah, that's it.
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com. Okay, Jessica, we'll say it a couple more times before the end of the show if you missed it, all right?
Thank you, got it.
Yep, all right, that's Jessica, helping people out. Love that. Mm-hmm. That must be a lot of the calls that you get.
Yeah, it's super common. You know, it's that and you know, I just had a hip replacement, or you know, it's a lot of aging. Yeah. A lot of aging related questions we get.
Yeah. You mentioned the special in the 4 o'clock hour, and someone was surprised at the price of $299 for 3 grab bars, the home inspection, which you also do for mm-hmm. free on its own.
Yes.
Separately.
Yeah.
And then this also involves a consultation with a therapist.
An occupational therapist.
That's the name.
Yeah. And they'll review videos and photos that we take of the home and you know, help us even further than what we're capable of seeing. So they might have other options, you know.
Someone was surprised by the price. They say this 100% respectively. $100 per grab bar seems hardly enough to cover material, time, and labor. Yeah, it's a promotion.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're doing a deal because it helps us to help you. Like, let's help get you started. And then let's help you formulate a plan and get you on the right track so that you can be safe.
Yeah, the installation isn't going to be done on the cheap because it's cheaper. The idea is go there, introduce yourself to people, and people will quickly realize how much more they're going to want to use you. That's the whole
Absolutely,
point of it.
Absolutely, yeah. We're your family. When we come out, you know, our entire staff, everyone has empathy for the situation you're in. You know, we see a lot of things and we just want to help. So all of our staff is very warm. People that you talk to in the service department, in our project team, the technicians that come out, we get fabulous reviews. And so when we're able to come out and kind of show you what we can do with the grab bars, you'll realize that, you know, we're part of your family and you're part of our family.
I love that. Access, we're part of your family.